All right, let's see if we can find out some more details about what kind of an injury A-Rod's suffering from, what kind of an effect it'll have on him, and what could cause something like that. Joining us on the Bauer Show Hotline, presented by Lady DUI. Doctor, I will apologize ahead of time for what I'm sure I'm going to do to your last name, but please welcome Dr. Thomas, if I get this right, DiBerardino. Am I correct on that, sir?
Mike, that was awesome. That's perfect.
Can I go by Dr. D? Does that work for
Dr.
you as well?
Dr. D or Dr. Tom, whichever one works.
Perfect. Let's do that. All right. Now, you, sir, of course, being a nationally renowned orthopedic surgeon who specializes in sports medicine and arthroscopic surgery of the knee, hip, and shoulder, tell me what this is that we're looking at for an A-Rod hip injury.
Well, A-Rod seems to have had, in his past surgery, it sounds like he had what's called a labral tear. And this is kind of like the grommet around the hip joint. It kind of creates a seal. And he evidently tore it. And it was arthroscopically, you know, amended or repaired or debrided at his last surgery. That's kind of the easier of the multiple surgeries that we do arthroscopically.
Okay.
And this time around, unbeknownst to anyone, it sounds like he had what seems to be a normal exam going into the season and just as of late began complaining of some anterior hip pain, what we call impingement, where the hip bone, as you sit up past 90 degrees or a right angle, kind of can bump into the rim of the pelvis and the socket that forms the hip joint. And the labrum is in between those two bones. And sometimes it gets torn because the one bone bangs into the other bone, but it's kind of like paper, rock, scissors. The labrum pays the price in between, and it gets spit out, torn, or disheveled and needs surgery. So
okay.
This time around, they're going to do the more extensive surgery, and sounds like, and actually refixate the labrum back to the pelvic bone and resecure it. But before they do that, they're going to take down some bone, shave it down, if you will, to literally create more space so that his hip can go through a normal arc of motion, and his goes through some extreme arcs playing baseball and the different gyrations they put their hips through, so that he has more clearance for full motion and movement and functionality.
We're talking with Dr. D from UConn Health Center in regards to what we can expect as a possible return for A-Rod, what he's going to have to go through on rehab assignment. But in regards to this injury, is this something, doctor, that can happen from sliding, from everyday occurrence of sports where you're running the bases, you're playing third base, you're moving laterally, vertically, whatever it may be? Is this something that happens typically to athletes, or is this something that we're looking at in sort of an exclusive case?
We seem to see this diagnosis and this problem more and more. We see it in certain kinds of athletes more, the ones that move back and forth, hockey goalies in the NHL.
Yeah.
This problem is almost universal. It's hard to be a hockey goalie in the NHL and not know all about this injury, and either have had the surgery or planning to have it or need it and have delayed it. But, you know, certain kinds of positions, women hockey players the same, baseball players, the ones that are going back and forth from position, they're running between bases and rapid change of direction. It's kind of a reactionary phenomena, we think, where you form these little bony bumps at the extremes of the hip joint that then become protective, but in the same sense, they become onerous and bothersome because they bang into each other prematurely throughout a normal arc of motion, where yours and my hips, because I don't do the things they do, wouldn't create these bumps, or these bumps wouldn't form. And we call them impinging lesions, or the formal term is femoral, meaning the femur and thigh bone, and acetabulum is the pelvic bone. So we call it femoroacetabular impingement.
I feel like I've got some sort of an acetabular impingement from sitting down and watching football all day on Sunday. Is that possible?
You know, you can get that achy cramp in there, and there's lots of things that go between the two bones. There's muscles, there's tendons, there's things that can snap and pop that sometimes we arthroscopically release. But when you do something as repetitive as these high-end athletes do, and it doesn't have to be a high-end athlete to have FAI is the short terminology for it, but it's very common in someone who does something high-end, very athletic, and goes back and forth and changes direction and goes through extremes of motion.
He's Dr. Thomas DiBerardino, orthopedic surgeon from the UConn Health Center, joining us here on the Bauer Show. Dr. Tom, a lot of people, when you hear A-Rod have a hip injury again, they want to tie it into PEDs, his admitted use to performance-enhancing drugs. Is there anything that could tie into the PED use to the hip injury he's currently dealing with?
There is nothing known by us in the world of medicine and orthopedics and sports medicine specifically that would link those two in any way.
Not even just out of curiosity, Dr. Tom, with that, and I was trying to figure out because I've had a couple of cortisone injections. Nothing even along those kinds of lines. Could cortisone injections cause anything like this?
Cortisone, you would think, based on its the way it works in any joint, it calms things down. It gets rid of synovitic, angry, blood-tinged tissue and calms it down. So it would, if anything, calm down the situation.
Gotcha.
It would make this syndrome symptomatic. It would make it, you know, subclinical and make him maybe be able to go through a season without, you know, with avoidance of the surgery.
And with this, you said this is a, Dr. Tommy, deeper, this is a more in-depth surgery that he's going to be doing on this particular, I think it's the left side hip, is that correct?
Yes, this hip, because they're going to do more surgery, they're actually taking bone down, and then the labrum that they fixed last time because it was torn, kind of the analogy is a meniscus tear in the knee. You know, we just take out or repair your meniscus when you have a knee arthroscopy, and that's very common, the most common thing we do in arthroscopy in any joint. So in the hip, that's the labrum would be the analogy, although it doesn't really bear weight. It's just a grommet that seals the joint and keeps a little bit of fluid in there for lubrication. But they're going to take the labrum down and probably shave down the bone to create more space, and then they're going to reapproximate and repair that labrum back to the bone. So, you know, it's like putting a grommet back in the car engine between the headers. You got to get that seal back, otherwise it'll leak oil. And we got to seal his hip joint back at the end of the day so that it can function fully months from now after the surgery.
Dr. Thomas, this sounds like a very lengthy and a hard rehab wise, a hard surgery to go through. Is this kind of a surgery that could be an end to an athlete's career? Is this something that will be fairly easy for A-Rod to bounce back from?
You know, it kind of all depends on the rest of the joint status. If his cartilage is up to par and it's smooth and white, like a shiny cue ball with a little glycerin on it, if it looks shiny and white, his cartilage is, that is the joint, and that's what, you know, that's kind of the holy grail, maintain the cartilage in a joint, and you've maintained the longevity of that joint. So everything they're doing is to save the longevity of his joint, and it all depends on what the status of that cartilage is at the time of surgery. If it's smooth, he's got, you know, he's got years ahead of him. If it's rough and looks arthritic already, he's already marching down that highway of demise where he may need further, bigger surgery that would negate his ability to play.
I feel like I've seen that highway of demise more than a few times. Okay, so DJ, wait, let's get the last question in here for Jeff real quick.
Dr. Tom, one of the things that came out about A-Rod's injury here is that it went undetected during an initial MRI, but then it was found after a postseason physical. Why did it go undetected in the initial MRI, or did he re-injure it or make it even worse as he kept playing the short spans that he did in the postseason? Or is this something that just, you know, typically goes unnoticed, you know, right away?
Or gets missed.
You know, it often gets not missed, but it's something that's kind of new in the last 10 to 15 years, frankly. So a lot of us may be walking around with it, but it's subclinical, meaning we have it, but we don't know it. We don't feel it. We ignore it. So this, in this case, A-Rod, it may have gotten worse over time. Certainly he's had prior surgery. He had some maybe stiffness after that surgery that was, you know, just sneaking up on him. But now the little bony bumps, they can actually get bigger, get worse, more onerous, and cause more damage along the way. And it's kind of a cumulative effect. So the fact that on an MRI, which is one way of visualizing it, the other way is just with plain old x-rays and getting the right special films to see if these bumps are more prominent than they should be. We look for a round femoral head. If it looks a little bit too round or too not round at all and it has a little bump on it, we know just from a simple, plain old-fashioned x-ray that the patient has this disease process and may need to have the bump trimmed down.
Dr. Tom, last question I've got for you is, what would be one sign that would be a red flag for us during the sort of rehabilitative process of A-Rod during this?
You know, patients, although the recuperation and strength recovery may be a little bit slow, he's in such good shape, I don't think that'll be a problem. If they have continued pain with flexion past the sitting position, that's a bad, onerous sign. Or if they have pain when they bring their knee up toward their chest and rotate their hip, if they rotate their knee toward the opposite knee when they bend their knee up, called internal rotation, that's a bad sign that things just didn't go as well as might have been expected.
Dr. Tom, they're saying the surgery will be in January, and they're saying 4 to 6 months right now. When do you think is a good timetable for an A-Rod return to the Yankees?
You know, it's very patient and hip specific, and again, it depends on what other little things that we don't know about until we're in a hip that we also have to take care of, and that may change the flight path of the rehabilitation, slow it down, or even speed it up. I mean, occasionally we do these, and I do about 80 of these a year, and they're all different. They're not even the right and left of the same patient. They're necessarily exactly the same. And the rehab is very specialized uniquely to the pathology and the findings that we take care of in that hip on that given day. So, you know, you can't really say anything about, you know, what expectations are after surgery until you're in the hip and have done the actual surgical intervention.
And but does it seem like 4 to 6 months sounds like about the right time?
It does. I would expect nothing earlier than that. And being a sports team physician, you know, I would never tell a coach tomorrow when I really think 30 days. I'd say more like 40, and you look like a hero when they get back at 30.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look at all that hard work you put into it.
That's right.
All right, Dr. Tom, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us about this and give us the breakdown again. Dr. Thomas DiBerardino, you can find him at the UConn Health Center and UConn Health Center for all of your health needs. Thank you so much, Doctor. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great holiday season.
Take care. You too.
All right.
See? Now, it's interesting for me. I think that it has almost nothing to do, or at least they can't find anything that relates back to some sort of use from performance-enhancing drugs, but I think that's also a good sign.
Absolutely, yeah.
I know the Yankees are concerned with what kind of insurance policy they've got on A-Rod as well, so that makes it a big deal.